4-H'ers taking their message across the state of Tennessee. Hello and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Capps.
4-H has changed my life.
Members of the State 4-H Council are embarking on their annual Ambassadors Tour this week, meeting with key supporters of 4-H, like Farm Bureau. State Council Vice President Bonnie Chandler says their message this week is simply one of thankfulness.
Because of supporters of 4-H, youth with all different backgrounds and in different project areas unite to make the best better, and you will not be sorry for being in 4-H.
Tennessee 4-H Congress Governor Hadley Brown says support from these organizations like Farm Bureau is changing lives of youth, just like herself.
The support that these organizations offer to 4-H is unbelievable, because they're not just doing it for monetary reasons, they're doing it because they believe in the youth of tomorrow. And so being able to show them that all of that support isn't wasted and that it's true, it's embodied in myself and in the other three officers, it's really a great opportunity, and I'm so excited to be here.
Council member Natalie Sturgill says she wants to tell 4-H supporters how many opportunities are created for students through 4-H.
And I've found so many opportunities, including trips like this where I get to come and talk to Farm Bureau and other awesome places and supporters. So 4-H has given me lots of opportunities, and I'm so thankful and grateful for that.
I've been able to meet people that, you know, I've watched on television or seen them in a magazine, and it's like, oh wow, I get to meet that person, and it's given me a vision for, wow, what if I could be in that person's position one day.
The 4-H ambassadors will join the governor later this week as he signs legislation into law that allows students to be excused from school for 4-H related events. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Thomas Capps.